Nikki speaking.
Hi, Mickey. Is this Rhonda's house?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you called my line directly. I apologize. Yes, it
Okay. I'm
is.
sorry. This is
No,
the
you're
phone
fine.
number that I had written down. So I'm Tracy calling from Direction Home. I'm calling regarding Jamil Hines. You guys had, do you still have an expired service plan for him, or was that, I'm trying to figure out if that was taken care of because I see something on my screen that says pending, and I just wanted to make sure that we were okay or if I still needed to work on this for you.
And they would have sent it over, you're saying?
Yeah, I want to know if it was sent over, if you're good, or if I still need to work on this for you.
No, I don't see anything in here.
Okay, what days do you need it for? And I'll do it right now.
You know who called you?
I do not have a name. This is the phone number that I had when I just called you, so I don't know if it was you or if it was somebody else.
Yeah, no, I didn't. But you know what? Give. Oh. Hold on 1 second, okay? So I'm gonna ask everyone. I'm gonna have to look it up. Hold on a minute. I'm in care. He's care source, right? You're his case manager?
I am.
Oh, because it had Janelle on here. Oh, you know what? I think I know what it was. So the
Okay.
date on here says 11/1/26, ending 1/31/27. So, I got 6/12/125.
I don't.
Now I can think. I mean,
I don't see that.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Because right now, what I see, 12/125 to 10/31/26.
I have a current one from 12/19/25, valid to 12/18/26. Let me see something else. Personal care. I've got.
Is there an authorization number on there?
His. I've got 12/10/25 to 2/28/26. That's an old one. See, 12/18, 12/19,
Do you see an
to
authorization?
12/18. Yeah, my auth ID is 12092UXMB, and that's the one from 12/19/25 to 12/18/26.
Your phone, I can really hear it, but I see 11/21. F1WBM, and I see the date 12/1/25 to 10/31/26, because the other one they did for all the way up to January 2027, they had the wrong date, so that's inactive. That's
I don't even
why
have
I'm
that
sure
one.
they're calling. Yep, that's the
Yeah,
one then.
I don't even have it on here. Which
So if
one
you
is
go
it?
in the portal, if you go on the CareSource portal and go up under service plans, you'll see it there.
What's the date?
11/1/26 6/2/131/27. And that one is inactive.
Okay.
And then I have one that's active.
Okay, which one's that?
It's 12/1/25 to 10/31/26.
12/1/25?
Mm-hmm.
So what date?
10/31/26.
What's the, do you have the off number for that one that's active?
11,
uh-huh.
21,
uh-huh.
F, 1, WBM.
Okay. And that one is for, because he's getting 6 hours a week, right, over 2 days?
See what's in here. It's hard to see this because it was standing here. I think this has 9 hours. 9 per week, 3 days a week, 3 hours each day.
Okay. I have.
So it looks like 9 hours a week for this one, the one that's active.
So we have. What is this? 6 hours a week, 2 days. Yeah, 6 hours per week. For 2 days, and I have another one that says that it's current 12/19/25 to 12/18/26.
What is it?
In the it's 12/19/25 to 12/18/26, and I need to see if somebody can help me so we can get this straightened out because this doesn't, nothing sounds right.
Yeah.
That one is voided, 10/7. 4/7, that was voided. Personal care aid.
Which?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I need to see what the heck. Let me find out what the heck is going on. So you guys, you do the 6 hours a week?
So, you know, let me... You might want to just check his stuff, because I don't want to...
Okay, because I thought him getting 6 hours is what the last stuff I have in here. 6 hours weekly over 2 days.
Let me confront this and how it comes out. And what is that one dated for?
That one is 2/12/26 to 8/11/26. That's the one that's pending. And then the other
okay,
one.
So that's pending. Is he dropping down out? Because what I have, and again, if you go on the CareSource portal,
uh-huh.
it'll show you. Just go, once you get to him, you got to go up under his service plan.
Okay.
And like I said, the one that's active right now, it is
okay.
From 12/1/25 to 10/31/26.
Okay.
And... let me see. Yeah, that's one.
Okay.
This is a back. What's a backup plan? Members backup plan. What is that? Schedule 9 hours per week, 3 days a week, 3 hours each day. Days and times may vary. So that's why I say I. Can you pull that off the printer for me? You know what? Wait a minute. Somebody has a lot. Don't change nothing. Hold on. ignore that for a second, because okay, so you know what? That's what I just told you, because that's not correct.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to have to call you back. What's your number?
Okay, it's 330, and it is 505-2450.
Okay, so when I said that, yeah, and again, so I don't know what you guys might have in the files there.
Okay.
For him. But that probably explains a few things, too. Wait a minute, let me see something. So the last one we had for him was 12/10/25 to 2/28/26. It expired.
So the 228, and then
sorry.
Okay, so I see the one from 228/26.
I can't hear you.
I see the one from 228/26.
Okay.
And then I've got another one pending after that. So I need to find out how come that one is not approved, because you need one from March 1st then.
Yeah, because the date that I gave you was at 228 it expired.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's no, we can't bill from when that expired. Well, that was the last day then, in February. So we need it all for March.
Okay. Let me get that taken care of.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.